ओम शांति, ओम शांति, ओम शांति। सो ट्रांसलेशंस आर वर्किंग। व्हाट्स द ट्रांसलेशन फ्रीक्वेंसी फॉर जापानीज? दे नो। ओके, सो व्हाट अबाउट तमिल? इज एनीवन, डज एनीवन नीड्स ट्रांसलेशन तमिल? She's, what's the frequency number you're doing? 95.7. So if anybody wants to hear Tamil translation, it's 95.7. So these two Matajis sitting here, I think they want Tamil. These two, you know Tamil? No, English? Where have you come from, these two Matajis? It's from India, right? I think from India. Oh, it's okay. Okay, they are welcome. Om Shanti. So, it's an opportunity and a great fortune to meet all of you great souls in this gathering. Can you pass on a beautiful smile? I think all of your hearts are empowered. Do you feel so? Is it empowered? Then I think you can pass on, sister. So translation is going on, huh? That you should translate with lots of enthusiasm so they can smile. Okay, now they are smiling. Good. So the beauty of the confluence age is to be happy. Empowered hearts are the happy hearts. Yeah? Do you feel so? Happy hearts are filled with happiness and love. So you are the great souls. Am I, or is it the soul sitting next to me? What do you feel? Is it me or the soul sitting besides me? See, now, if you're going to get some property, you would say, I want it for me. If Papa is going to give drishti, I want it for myself. You do say, is everybody wants drishti? You would say, it's for me and I want it. So the feeling that I am a great soul, this is what is very important. We have become human doings, but we have to be human beings, to be it, to feel it, and to live it. It's a sign of an empowered heart. Things are so great here, aren't they? So you feel so powerful. You feel so elevated, you feel so unlimited, happy. What's your feeling right now? You're feeling powerful, you're feeling enlightened, all these feelings. Why can't this become a reality? Does anyone have a difficult person on the other horizon? When you go back, does it remain the same? No? Yes or no? When you go back, will this remain the same, or is there any difficulty? Who has any difficulty when they go back? Or is it the same? It's not the same. Because of? Yes, yes, come on. Environment. So it's depending. As is the environment, so would be my stage. So to get in touch with the reality, to align myself with the reality. So this is truth. So anything less than true is false. Do I align myself with those feelings? In my truest, this is my reality. If I lose the touch with the sense of my reality, then things start to be strange. So why do I let lose my reality? This is me, right? So I want you to write down four things. The first would be, write sweet Baba. Because Baba is sweet. Is sweet for everyone or is sweet specially for me? What's your feeling? Oh, everyone. Okay. So the next question is, some people whom I get along with, you can write down, you know, just think about it. The question is, the some people whom I get along with. And the third question is, some whom I don't get along with. Is there anyone like that in your life? Or is there anyone who hasn't got this question at all? And the fourth is me, myself. So now let's do this small exercise. Are you ready? Those who are not writing, they can do it in their mind. Fourth is with myself. So you write down the names of these four, okay? It's okay, you just can have it in your mind. So now, let me look at myself. Check your mind. Watch the flow of your thoughts. And anything that which is not important, tell the thought, tell your mind, which is bringing you that thought, you are important, but not now. What I am doing is more important than any other thought which is going to pop up in my mind. Any thoughts coming to your mind, just tell them very sweetly, "You're welcome, but maybe after an hour I would look into it." And start seeing yourself. And now, in the mirror of your mind, see the connection you have with God. See yourself and see that Baba is coming down. The eternal light, the divine light, supreme soul, Shri Baba is coming down, descending down. From the golden red land of peace. As you say this to yourself, start seeing Baba is descending. Down, slowly and slowly. Baba is entering the body of Brahma Baba. See yourself in the body of light. You are shining in the body of light. You see yourself sparkling. In the body of light. And also you're seeing Baba in front of you. And Bap Dada's loving drishti. Baba is seeing you with lots of love. Remember all those attainments which Baba has given you. And as you start to experience, please write down, note down the attainments which you have attained from Bap Dada. As you're writing, be detached even from your body. You're writing, but yet you're detached. And those who are not writing, you can just gather those memories of attainments in your life. See yourself and see Baba. And bring those sweet memories into your heart. Where those attainments has empowered your heart and made it more determined and strong. Any attainments you have had in this Brahmin life, note them down. And you can see how, with God's power, you were able to cross any situation in your life. Okay, now just move on again to Baba.
And all of you are requested to stand up. And as you stand up, see that you're just making your body move, but you're detached from it. Those who can't stand, they can sit. See yourself being in the body, but it detached. You're standing, but yet you can feel that you're separate from this body. And now you can see Bab Dada coming in front of you. Bab Dada is descending from the subtle regions. The ocean of love is coming down with the enormous light of love around. It's like the fountain of love is overflowing. I'm taking drishti from Bab Dada. Now pair up with each other. And just see the soul in front of you with that elevated drishti. Bab Dada is in between. You're seeing a great soul in front of you. The one selected by God Himself. Bab Dada is in between. And Bab Dada has placed the hand of blessing on my head. And at the same time, I can see Baba's hand of blessing. Being spread everywhere around. I'm seeing a special, elevated, fortunate soul. And Bab Dada's divine hand of blessing is on his head too. The current of love is flowing. We are just like being rotated in the bowl of love. Such a beautiful experience. Bab Dada, myself, and I'm seeing the soul the way God sees. The Master Almighty Authority. The powers of Bab Dada. Are coming towards me like the laser beam. I'm exchanging this love for drishti. I can see the exchange of love for rays between each other and Bab Dada in between. Such a deep experience the soul is going through. I can see, but yet I can't see anything. Just the angel, the guardian angel, is with us. Totally beyond the body and all the bodily attractions. Slowly and slowly I can see Bab Dada going back to the subtle regions. He's flying back, making my heart determined and strong. And as Baba taught me how to look at every soul, with an elevated drishti. From now on, I'm going to see every soul that I'm going to interact with. As I have understood the key of empowerment, is to respect the identity and the presence of every soul on this universe. Now with this elevated drishti, I turn back, turn in the front again. And spread their love and the light to the whole universe. I'm a special instrument. Being selected by God. God has chosen me. I'm going to see everyone with this elevated drishti and spread the love to the whole universe. You can take your seats. Now see yourself as an emperor and the empress. You're sitting on the throne. The whole world has been handed over to you. You are seated on the elevated seat, the elevated throne, heart throne of God. The light of love is overflowing through your eyes. You realize that you have the power to go beyond all the karmic accounts and all the karmic bondages. And you are seated on the elevated throne of being master creators. You fly up above like an angel into the universe. And spread the light of love to the whole globe. All the souls are ignited like lamps. You can see thousands of souls being ignited with the power of love. The ocean of love. Shri Baba, sweet Bab Dada's love is flowing like the shower upon you. And you are spreading it to the whole universe. And all the lights of the globe are ignited. I am the special fortunate instrument of God. This is my reality. And from the cosmos, I fly back to this body. Now I am going to perform every action by being seated on this elevated throne of self-respect which the God has given me. Om Shanti. Do you feel charged? Anyone wants to share your experience? So you're in that elevated seat. So with this experience, this is the way my Brahman life should be. Because I'm going to become a deity. Future stage in the future will be very hard. I have to make it present. So perfection is not in the future. So you have to make it present. So how would someone meet anyone in the golden age? So walk, talk, and act like an innocent deity. So with no adjectives. The flower would not say, okay, I'm a rose. Come and see me, I'm so beautiful. No adjectives. It's just being. So empowering the heart is through being and feeling and living it. So how do I walk? How do I talk? How do I interact? Do I align my love first? That's the first step. Aligning yourself with the deity. And the second step is learning how to love yourself. And the third step is how God loves you. So you can do this exercise with the other three questions which you have written. Someone whom I get along with, and someone whom I don't get along with, and how do I see myself? Do I see myself as God sees me? How does God look at me? Whenever He looks at me, how does He look at me? Does He say, no, you're not, you have so many defects, or something like that? Every day Baba says in the Murli, sweet child. Has any time has He said, okay, you're not so good. I've been telling you all these years, but you know, you're the same. You don't ever change. Baba has hopes in us. So like today's blessing, Baba said, hope in yourself. So Baba says, you are Master Almighty Authority, but do I believe myself? Do I accept myself? Or do I say, it's okay, you know, maybe not me, maybe the Dadis. Do I believe the hope which God has in me? That's what is more important. So you can be number one. Just to accept as God sees you. That's called as empowering. And every day He empowers all of us through Murli. God's love we experience through Murli, right? Like if I were to ask you, what did Baba say in today's Murli? How many godly versions do we exactly remember and feel? All the versions? Why not? Because that's Murli is this is the main important time where God is communicating to my soul. I'm having the private meeting with God, personal meeting with God. And this is why Baba used to say sometimes, you know, when Dadiji, she used to sit in front of Baba, Baba would say, this dancing girl is very good, you know. She used to say like this, you know, acknowledge everything Baba was saying and she used to dance. So does my soul dance when I hear the Murli? Literally, you know, you will feel that super sensuous joy when Baba is communicating. Because it's there where the policies and the lifestyle and everything is, you know, taking the form and the shape. So when I listen to the Murli, do I dance? So that is like the thermometer of my stage.
every version that God is telling me, am I able to dance according to the tune where Baba wants me to be? That is empowering. If I ask you, okay, if you had some problem or someone who has caused you problem before 5 years, and if that person were to come in front of you now, you would remember everything or not? You'd remember the whole incident, or you would say, no, I don't remember? You would remember each and everything that what has happened with you. But do you do some meditation for it? Yes? Someone is saying yes. There's no need. Why? Automatically, as is the vessel of the soul, that's what it takes in. And this is why Baba says, you know, no lion's milk can be stored in the golden vessel. So how is the vessel of my intellect? Because either there would be godly versions or there would be some worldly aspects. So what do I have inside? Because in a day, all of you are teachers, you teach others. In a day, how many thoughts do we create? I think all of you know. 60,000. We would go crazy then. So when you teach the management to others, you say, you know, like in a day, even if you ask a doctor, you would say like 1 minute, 25 to 30 thoughts. So how many would be in a whole day? 30 to 40,000. Okay. So what's the quality? If the quality is positive, then the outcome is positive. So which is the positive source of information for all of us? Is Murli. So every version that I hear, does it go deep into my soul? Because it's a private talk by God Himself. So everything, it's like the policy of my life is being made when Baba is talking Murli to me. It's very important for me, for my soul. So what is the relationship I share with Baba? He's my beloved. So if someone is engaged, if somebody talks something, even few things on the phone, the whole day they would just remember only that. Do I have that much of love for God? Otherwise, if there are leakages, what happens? You're thinking it's full. But you would see that it would have been empty by night because there is leakage. So this is why Baba is saying continuously, constantly. Because when I have Baba's Murli imprinted in my heart, then my heart is strong. No need of heart surgery. Because heart is very strong and, you know, it's powerful. Because it's filled with Baba's versions. Because if I tell my mind something, does my mind listen to me? Yes? What do you think? If I say, okay, do this, does it listen to you? Whatever you say, then it's like you have become next to Brahma Baba. Thermometer is there, sample is there. Baba says, I have given you the question, I have given you the answer, I have allowed you to copy too. So why not first you can come, even you can go, you know, ahead of Brahma Baba. So to bring the right powers at the right time, like when you're driving a car and wherever you have to apply the speed, if you apply the brake, what will happen? Tell me, what will happen? I don't drive a car, so you can tell me. And if it is vice versa, what happens? Then also, it's going to crash. In the same way, Baba is giving a spiritual education through Murli. If I apply wrong power at wrong time, then what happens? Wherever I have to keep quiet, if I'm talking, what will happen? And wherever I have to talk, I'm just quiet. They're asking me 100 times, but I'm not telling. So then what will happen? So if my mind listens to me, what would I know? What would I realize? The right powers I can apply at the right time. All the powers, they will obey you. So this is why Baba is saying, be seated on the seat of self-sovereignty. It's very important. Suppose, you know, if it was so easy, like to clean is very easy. You just take the utensil, clean it and it's cleansed. But how do I clean my mind? You take bath to clean, keep your body clean. But how do I clean my mind? Suppose if there is an urn which is filled with dirty water. If it is fixed and if there is a hole in it, how do I fill the pure water? You can't. Anyone? Does anyone has any idea? Yeah, keep filling it. Keep filling the pure water and what happens? All the dirty water overflows. So can I remove my mind, wash it and put it back? Someone is saying yes. So what I can do is keep pouring the pure water again and again. Mama became Sri Lakshmi, right? You know Mama is Sri Lakshmi? So what Mama was doing? Mama was reading Murli 20 times. How many times? I can't hear. How many times? So all of you sitting here, you have come here to become? Which deity? Is it? Lakshmi Narayan? Who wants to become Lakshmi Narayan? Put your hands up. Let me see. All the deities sitting here. Great souls. Yes. Good. What about the sisters? Japanese sisters? Yes? Lakshmi Narayan? Or not? Okay, just Lakshmi, not Narayan. Okay. So Lakshmi is Mama. It is already fixed seat. So if Mama was reading Murli how many times? 20 times. So should we increase it or we need to have a discount? Who feels they want discount? So who is going to do it? Okay, come on, brave soul. Are you going to do it? Take the initiative 20 times? Oh, see, very nice. So like see, does the body work more or is it the mind which works more? Pakka? Pakka means confirm. Firm. Japanese sisters? Yes, translation is a bit slow. I think I have to be slow. So does the mind work more or is it the body which works more? So you know that it's the mind which is working more than the body, right? Because when you're sleeping, body is resting but the mind is working. You are having dreams, many things. So mind is working more, but we feed the body. How many times? Three times, four times, five times? Drink, chai, then additional tolies. So we are feeding the body, but the mind is working more. But to empower the mind, to empower the intellect, to empower the heart, what do we need is to feed? Is the more we revise and rinse the soul deep into it. Not even just repeat, rinse it deep into it. So how many times are you planning now? Okay, now let's come out with the result. Not just hearing part of it. So all of you are sitting here in this university to become Lakshmi and Narayan. That's final. Yeah? So how many times do you think we have to do it now? What's your plan? Okay, let's start with 20 times. Okay, what? Like, let's match with Mama, right? So her heart became strong because she did this. Even I have seen Dadiji, Dadi Prakash Mani doing it for many times. Had the chance of being and seeing her. And is anyone busier than Dadiji here? No. So that means we can all do. So what is the program? At least now we have to do the protocol, right? Because we are going to take the passport of the golden age, so we have to get ready now. Because any moment can be the last moment. And all the other things are not going to come along with me. Wherever I'm spending my time or whatever I'm doing, all those things are not going to come along with me. So whatever is going to come along with me, how much time am I really giving for that? So let's plan for that today. Are all of you ready? So who is going to do it 20 times? Just put your hands up. Sing. Very good. One, two, three, four. No sisters? What about sisters? Shashir Shaktis? 20 times? Is it? Okay, just stand up all the brave souls. Just give them a big applause. Yes? Those who are doing it? Very good. Yes, you can clap louder. Feeling cold? Okay, good. Very nice. So Baba is seeing you. Nobody is going to be an inspector around you. You have to inspect yourself. Okay? So what about 19? Let's go now. Should we go for 21? Or should we go back? What do you think? Go back or go forward? Forward or backward? I don't know. Come on, tell me. Backward, she's saying backward. Who is going to go forward? Anything, you can do anything. It's not that only reading. The only point is whether am I tuned to that energy. Tuned to that positive, elevated energy. That's what is more important. You know, there is the aim and object. Has my stage become so elevated, then I come to know. Doesn't matter whether you're churning or whether doing. As I said, in one day you're going to have 30,000 thoughts. What's the quality? How many do you think are really necessary? Okay, I want to go here, I want to pick up this, I want to do that. How many thoughts? Maybe 5,000 out of 30,000? What about the other 25,000? See? Now you are coming with the results, right? We have to be more practical. So it's anyway, whether you take 10 points, or whether you take 2 points, or whether you're doing the whole Murli, or you're going to do the old Murli, or the present Murli, or the future Murli, whatever it is. But to be in tune with Baba's versions, that's what is more important. Yeah, did you get the answer for your question? Yeah. So the more we do it, the more we do it. Some people say they don't have time. So then I ask them, do you have the time to eat? They said yes. So then don't do it for 1 week, don't eat. No, that's important for the body. So in the same way, even if you were to revise the Murli before breakfast, after breakfast, before lunch, after lunch, before dinner, after dinner, and before you sleep, so many times. Yes, mathematics? Even if you program it that way, you can have your own methods. It's not necessary this method. You can have your own methods. Or maybe 10 minutes every hour. Everything is possible. Is anyone more busy? They don't have even 5 minutes in 1 hour? All of you have. So at least that many times you feed the body, that many times at least, to get the discount, more and more going back. Even though you're not doing it after and before, but yet even if you can do it 3 times, that many times we feed the body, even that also is going to help. So what about sisters now? 4 brothers for 20 times. Good. Good result. So next, by 18 January, your stage will go up, isn't it? Yeah. Nice. So you want your stage to be always nice? So keep doing it. Okay, now. Let's tell Baba now. How many times we are going to do? Let's tell Baba and promise with Baba. Om Shanti. Like all of us great souls who are sitting here, we all know that Baba has been saying about being soul conscious. What do you think? Even if you just bring this aspect of Murli practically, even one day, for a day, even if for a day if we do it, then the day would become magical. Even if we follow for half a day, even for 1 hour. So it's so much of energy. But the more important aspect is to be more practical. Because the more we do, the more energetic we become. This is why Baba says, sit in the cave of introversion. It's like the cave. You have seen the sages, the rishis and the munis, they sit in one cave for years together. They don't go here and there. Now Baba says, okay, do everything but be inside the cave of introversion. So to do everything by being in that elevated stage, that is a very important thing. This is why Baba gives us different variety aspects through Murli. He doesn't say just you consider yourself as a soul and don't forget your body. It's not only that. Baba gives the different variety aspects to churn and to think about, and then you can fly. It's like when the plane flies up, when the flight goes up, it doesn't go straight up. How does it fly? Just a little bit like slow, then fast and then fly. So this is like preparing the ground. What's Murli? Otherwise we know the knowledge, but it's not powerful. Because all of us know that we shouldn't be angry. All of you know or not? Is anyone who doesn't get angry? No, everybody, but you look so peaceful. Because this is why Baba is saying, those who have the voiceless intellect, they can do the wireless service in the end. Like when someone leaves the body, even though they are our relative, but we are going to burn the body. Why? Because of the germs, bacteria, and because of the smell. So what happens with the body consciousness? The germs of vices takes birth. That many times we become body conscious, that many times the bacteria is being created, vices. And this is why Baba is saying again and again, train yourself. And that Baba is giving us through Murli. It's not only repeating it. That they don't queue in for Murli then, you know. Any Murli, anything. All Baba's versions. Whenever, like the sister said, whenever we read it, it empowers. Huh? Why? Because that's the energy. So, this is the maryada of Brahmin life. If we make it like that, then what will happen is magic will happen in your life. Then your heart will remain strong no matter what's happening around you. Now suppose if this brother is sitting with his, you know, he's sitting like that, one leg on the top of another leg. Now, if I feel, why this brother is sitting like this? Or if somebody is sitting next to you and now you're doing good volcanic yoga, but that person is shaking his leg all the time, irritating you. Now what will happen? But you are in a very powerful stage. Now there are two things where the two options are. One thing is I tell him, please brother, don't shake your leg. Please sit properly. Everybody is doing yoga. Or tell myself, no matter what that one is doing, man, I'm going to tell my mind not to be disturbed. So what's easy? But what do I do? What do I do? Brother, sit properly. You can sit as you are. So because I want to tell, just later I'll tell. So if I want to be happy, you change. Because my mind doesn't listen to me, it's better you change so that I can be happy. So from the knowledge is the bridge of doing, knowing and doing. What I know, do I do what I know? Or do I do something else? Because my thoughts, words and actions, they are not in a harmony. I think very great, but the words would be different. And the doings would be completely different from whatever it is. Sometimes like you would tell a person, oh, you're so good, so nice, motivating words. But inside you would be thinking, she's no good. Does it happen with any one of you here like that? Have you had this experience any time? Yes or no? So S with smile. Do you like that? So anything that you do, just be happy. Just enjoy. Just be like a deity of the golden age. No matter what is going to happen, but do I remain undisturbed? Because I'm going to accept everyone as they are. Respect every actor in the drama. Because my words are motivating, but my thoughts internally are not motivating. Then I think, why the relationship has not changed? Because? Why? Because my thoughts has attacked that first. Thoughts travel faster than my words. So when I am in the company of God, so how can I remain in the company of God? Just be in yoga, that's it? How do you remain in the company of others? You remember what they have told you, how they have I've been with you all these years. That's how you remember someone. How do you remember someone? The time you have spent with them, how they were to you, what they have spoken to you. Yeah. So, what is Baba telling me? That's like being in the company. So, revising the Murli is what? Again and again, I'm going back to the company of God. What has my beloved told me? What is his plan for me? Because he's giving the plan of my future. Future of 5,000 years. Not just one birth. What is the return? If I follow what Baba is going to tell me, how much return, how much reward am I going to get? For 5,000 years, I'm going to make my fortune. One is, all my past is going to get finished. I'm going to pass with honor. Without punishment, I'm going to go. And at the present, I'm experiencing the super sensuous joy. And in the future, I'm going to claim the throne. So many things I have to do. Even if I have to earn something, how many hours do we have to work? 8 to 10 hours, just even to get one degree. And to get all this, to become the emperor of the future throne, how much study we need to do? The more we do is less. So it's not like just 10 times or 20 times. That is not the criteria. The main important thing is, how much do I remain? Following the Srimad. Bringing Srimad into my practical life, that's more important. So do I see someone as God sees them? Let them be my children, let them be whoever it is. With that trustee, do I play my role being a trustee? I'm just the trustee. Then there are no problems at home. Will there be any problem? No problem, because I'm respecting every soul with the right energy. And then you can always discuss. It's not that you're accepting as they are and not even correcting them. That's not the thing. Thinking to interact with the right energy. So that is empowering yourself and empowering the one who is in front of you. The right energy is what? It's Baba's drishti. How does Baba see everyone? How does Baba see me? Sometimes even we don't see ourselves in the way Baba sees us. Sometimes we don't have the right image of our own self. It's like we are living in the head of definitions. Go into your internal gallery. See your gallery. How many definitions we have? This one, oh, the center, oh, the same ones whom am I going to work with? Oh, it's really, you know, very hard, very difficult. Because the definitions I have made. But do I underline or put Baba's love under it? Then it's going to solve my problem. So purifying my desires, knowing and wanting, you know, being and living has to be same. So then it becomes easy. And we start respecting every soul. You know, this is why Baba is saying, whenever you see someone, see the eternal, original sanskars of the soul. How we lived in our home. How did we live in Paramdham? We were all peaceful, we were all loveful, we were all very happy. That stage. Okay, Baba has given one more option. Even if you are you are not able to forget your body, see them in the deity body. See them in the angelic body. Is that possible? From now on, when you interact in Madhuban, when you walk around in the courtyards of Madhuban, can I have the image that Baba wants me to have? The hope which Baba has in me? To see everyone like a deity? And to gift everyone. So yesterday all of you received gifts. So what I need to do is I have to gift everyone with my mind and intellect. Is this easy? Whenever you see someone, okay, the gift of peace. Baba, give this soul the gift of peace. Okay, if I see some other soul, give this soul the gift of happiness. Is it easy? Yoga is easy or difficult now? To anyone you see, just give them a gift. Easy? Can you give them now? Okay, then just pair up. Look at each other. You can give a smile. Don't be very serious. And also, give a gift to each other. Sister translating, you can give gift to her. Okay? And, okay, you can give gift to me. And just see with that sweet Dristi, anyone, you know, just give some gift to them. Take from Baba and give them. Now pass a beautiful smile. Good. Now you can turn. So did you gift? So this is how you have to do when you go back to your home. Wherever you are, whether you are in the office, whether you are at home, wherever you are, what you need to do? You do have so many gifts? Who doesn't have? Put your hands up. So this is the way you can keep your heart empowered. And also very beautiful thing I would like to share with you is, you know, tell Baba everything that you're doing. Okay, come Baba, let's have tea. Good? You want to take Baba with you for tea? Who wants to take Baba with them for chai? Okay. So then anywhere, wherever you're going to the dining hall, take Baba Dada with you. Hold Baba's hand. Is that okay? You're holding your friend's hand, but at the same time, what do you need? With your intellect, what do you need to do? Holding Baba's hand. Come, Baba. Let's go. Is it okay? Then you can smile. I said you should say yes with smile again and again. Why? Because it has to become the habit for the soul. Sanskar. It has to become my sanskar. To be happy. Because I'm going to take my sanskars with me. Nothing is going to come along with me. Even Baba will not be there. Knowledge will not be there. Nothing is going to come with me. What's going to come with me is my sanskars. So the thing which is going to make me unhappy is my own sanskars again. So smile. Okay, remember. Always I have to tell everything to Baba and I have to be happy because I am the child of God. I'm His child. He is my father. Just the awareness. Like suppose see, if you see a brother or sister who is admitted in the hospital. Okay? He is on the deathbed and the oxygen, everything is being given to him. But he wants to live. He really wants to live. But you can see that he is not able to get up, he is not able to walk, nothing is possible for him. But he wants to live. And if you just go and tell him, there is time nuclear bomb under your bed, what will happen? What will happen? Next moment, what will happen? You will be in the hospital, but the person will be outside the hospital. Where did he get the energy from? The awareness. Who am I? Who is my father? Not just for the sake of saying it, but I am related to him. I am his daughter. I am his son. That intoxication has to go up. Like, you must have heard how Brahma Baba was dancing in the history hall. Have you heard the history? He was alone dancing in the history hall. Nobody was there. And Dadiji went suddenly and she saw that Baba was dancing. And she asked, Baba, you're dancing alone? Yes, child, I'm going to become Shri Krishna, Vishnu. Because it was very clear, I have to change my costume. The aim and object was very clear. So can I see my aim and object in front of me? Okay, this is my next new costume. So, the more I am having that awareness, who do I belong to and who is my father? And doing every activity with Baba is easy. Is it easy or difficult? Now all of you are smiling. So gradually it has to go deep into my blood. It has to become my sanskar. So take Baba with you. Tell everything to Baba. Whatever is coming in your mind, whatever it is. Baba is saying, give it to me, use me. But what do we say? Baba, it's okay, I will carry the burden. You don't take. Baba is saying, give me, use me. But what do I do? I say, no Baba, why you should take the burden? I will carry it myself. So Baba is saying, use me. So are you ready to give or you want to carry it? Just give everything to Baba. Are you ready? Ready to give or very busy? No time. It's very easy now. Okay. So every hour or every half an hour or every 10 minutes or whenever you get time, just browse and revise and rinse and recharge yourself into Baba's Murli again and again. Dip yourself in that. It's like taking bath. That many times you take bath, you are refreshed or are you tired? Or you get tired of taking bath. Who is going to take bath? So that many times I dip my soul in Baba's Murli, what's going to happen? Refresh, recharge. So again and again, what did my beloved tell me? That you can do as much as possible. Otherwise, this is the time of God's love. But in the time to come, either the situations are going to be my teacher. Anyway, the soul has to learn. Either through God's love or through the situations being our teacher. So what's nice? Are you hungry? What's good? It is through God's love we have to become pass with honors. So God's love is going to make us pass with honors, not the situations. Because anyway, the challenges are challenging every time. They are not in our control. So what is in my control, why don't I keep it by following by Srimad? So everywhere, what is that I have to do? Everywhere I have to follow Srimad. So there is benefit only when I follow Srimad. Otherwise, who is going to suffer the loss? I myself. If I realize that, then, you know, anything, if the once the realization comes in, the change happens. Once realization has to come, then the change is automatic. So from now on, how am I going to see everyone? Very special, very great soul. A very great angel. If I have to see the body, let me see that each one is the deity whom I am interacting with. Is it okay? You like? Huh? Everyone whom you are interacting with? So live in the golden age. Don't wait for the golden age. You're happy, you're unlimited, you're feeling enlightened. This is reality. So be in the golden age. Because what I have is what I give. Whatever is inside, that's what we give. If whatever is in your bag, that's what you can give. So in the same way, whatever I have, that's what I emit all the time. So can you give gifts to each other? Again? Okay. So I said you have to smile. So keep smiling, be happy. Wish you all the best for your spiritual progress and enjoy meeting with God tomorrow. So every moment, make it a golden moment. Because these moments are not going to come back in the whole kalpa. This is a very important time for the soul to make and create the fortune. So the more we are making intense efforts, not even be stressed out of it, but to be it, feel it, and believe and accept as God sees me. Okay, so well, if you are going to remember, even when you're eating, not like the outsiders. What do? They are on the mobile and they eat. They're watching TV and they're talking and eating. So if we are doing the same, and we are going to become a deity, does it go together? So when I'm eating, how do I eat? Not like the dead body eating. I am the soul feeding this body. Can we do that from now onwards? Or just chat because it's only the dining table we have the time to chat. Because we don't meet all the time, class is going on. So what's the perfect time to chat while you eat? So how do the deities eat? It's like I, the soul, am feeding this body. And Baba, in the form of a father, he is feeding me. In the form of mother, he is feeding me. In the form of a beloved, he is feeding me. So there are many different ways you can invent your own ways. So do you like to have food in silence? It's not a force, it's up to you. So, but the more we divinize our activities, because we are going to become a deity, the sanskars will become like that, royal. So the more our heart becomes stronger and stronger. Because our heart is connected to the strongest. So this is empowerment. Okay? Om Shanti, Om Shanti, Om Shanti. So have a great day, all of you great souls here. So a moment of silence, and then he's not there, the brother. But let us promise Baba what we are going to do. Lot of homeworks, right? So now let's plan and promise Baba what we are going to do it practically. Place your hand
in Bhaptada's hand. And take the love and powerful drishti from Baba. And tell Baba, Baba, I heartily thank you for the light of knowledge, for the light of love that you have given for the soul. My heartiest thanks to you, my dear Baba. Now I heartily promise you to follow your Srimad as I completely understand and accept. This is my safety. And this is the only way to pass with honor. And the only way to be free from punishment. As I promise, Bhaptada is very happy to see me. He is very pleased with me for being an obedient child. And he is giving the tilak of victory to me. And going back to the subtle regions. Now in this field of actions, my heart is powerful enough to perform every action according to the Srimad, to walk, talk and interact like a deity, like an angel. To make it a reality to be in this golden age. Confluence age is the age of diamonds. So I'm going to make my life worth like a diamond. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. So you want to sing a song, sister, from Japan? You go, sister. You want to sing a song? Yeah, a little bit. Just two lines. Come. So all of you can dance. She's going to sing the song, Dance with Baba. Okay? And nobody is going to watch you. And you can dance with Baba. So I invite Sister Yuko. Come. Shukriya, Baba. Whatever you want to.
Baba tera shukriya dil ka hai baba tera shukriya tune hi bhagya banaya hai har pal tere gun gao mein baba pal pal tere gun gao mein dil ka hai baba tera shukriya dil ka hai baba tera shukriya tune hi bhagya banaya hai har pal tere gun gao mein baba pal pal tere gun gao mein
So you can learn one sweet sentence for Baba, Meetha Baba. All of you can say this, Meetha Baba, sweet Baba. Yeah, Meetha Baba. Louder, please. Meetha Baba. Meetha Baba means sweet Baba. Meetha means sweet. So Meetha Baba. Say everyone, Meetha Baba. Pyara Baba. Pyara Baba means lovely Baba. Okay. And Shukriya Baba. And thank you Baba. So you learn three words. Yeah. So what's that you're saying? Meetha Baba. All of you, just in one stretch. Yeah. Meetha Baba. Pyara Baba. Shukriya Baba. Yeah. Say, all of you can say this without the mic. Now with a beautiful smile. Yeah, Meetha Baba, Pyara Baba, Shukriya Baba. You learned Hindi, right? So Shukriya Baba. So every time you hear Baba's Murli, say thank you Baba. So this is a very good way to listen to Murli. You know, when you're hearing the Murli, every version when you listen to Murli, say Haji Baba. Haji Baba Baba. Yes Baba. And second thing is, Baba, I'm going to bring this in my life. Yeah? Acknowledging Baba. Haji Baba. Haji Baba is yes Baba. And second thing is, thank you Baba. And third thing is, sweet Baba, I'll bring this in my life. Is that okay? So the mind will not get time to think waste, even when you're hearing the Murli. So every version you listen, after there is a gap before the next version starts. So mind will go somewhere else. So in between that, what do you say? Yes Baba, Haji Baba, I'll bring this in my life and thank you Baba. Okay, this is also one of the methods. You can have your own methods, but this is one of the methods. No translation, I think. Anyway, it's okay. Om Shanti. Om Shanti.
Singing?
Sing one line.
Dil ka hai baba tera shukriya, dil ka hai baba tera shukriya, tone hi bhagya banaya hai, har pal tere gun gaao main baba, pal pal tere gun gaao main.
Okay, thank you.